Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. So I'm spending my time today talking about what are deemed to be the top issues that voters care about. We spent the first half hour or so talking about what I call the economic wrecking ball. The economy has been just ransacked by Democrats who apparently have no concept of what it means to have a free market. They don't understand the ideas of running a business. Most of them have never done anything in the private sector, like, at all. So the economic wrecking ball is number one. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about the second most important topic. Sometimes it's the first, depending on the poll. That's immigration. The illegal immigration situation has got a lot of people on edge. It's straining our resources nationwide. And it shouldn't have to be this way. And it's because these chuckleheads that have been in office for the last 4 years have just been able to do anything they wanted to do and get away with it. Well, listen, there's one guy who's heading up the fight for Republicans in the state of Alabama. He's one of 50 people in the nation that has his job. That's our friend John Wall, who is the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and he's on the line right now. Chairman Wall, how are you doing?
I am doing well. It's good to be on the show.
Outstanding. Well, I appreciate you making time. It's like we're counting down now, brother. We're almost there.
It's hard to believe we're, 4 days out, from what is and genuinely is one of the most important elections in the entire history of our country.
Yes.
As I'm out on a speaking trail and I'm talking to people, for me, it's pretty clear.
Well,
it's freedom itself. This is the battle between for freedom and for a battle between light and darkness.
Well, it really is. And John, by the way, your connection sounds a little rough. If you're on a Bluetooth, we may have to get you on a regular phone there. But I agree with you. I mean, I think it is a good versus evil. I think it's a destruction of our traditional values and concerns, or it's going to be about a restoration of them. But there's hardly any in between.
There really isn't. The political parties grow more and more divided, and especially as the Democrat Party gets more radical in their views, it really does makes it very clear. There is a very clear line in the sand, all the way from the transgender indoctrination of our children to the economy, to foreign policy, and of course, you were just talking about the southern border and how important that is in every aspect, whether that's bringing down crime or keeping our communities successful. Worry about losing free housing or losing benefits or losing things for American citizens that have put their time, their life, their work into our country, and just surrendering that to people who don't have any investment in our country.
Well, let me ask you this. We're hearing good things about the polls. I mean, it doesn't mean we let up. You got to keep a foot on the gas all the way to the finish line, But what are you seeing and hearing right now, and what are your brethren and sistren who chair the parties from other states, what are they saying?
Well, as well as being chairman here in Alabama, I'm also chairman of the Southern Region for the RNC.
Right.
In fact, I'm in Georgia right now as we speak, headed to an event with volunteers from Alabama who are over here door knocking. And all the numbers we're seeing are incredibly good right now. This is the first time the entire campaign that Donald Trump has been up in all 7 swing states. Now, some of those are very thin margins, razor thin margins. But if Donald Trump continues his trend from 2016 to 2020 of overperforming polling, I see several paths to victory on election night for Donald Trump. And I think that path for Kamala Harris grows smaller every day as we approach November 5th.
Yeah, I mean, you can sense it. I mean, I think you and I talked the other night. You and I were both at the Eagle Forum dinner the other night. Great night, and I seem to recall that us having a discussion that you can feel it in the air. There's times when you see it in the polls. There's times when you see it, in a tangible way. But sometimes you can also just sense momentum, and that's where I feel like we are right now. We're truly sensing it. You can almost feel it.
Now, and I think you're right. The American people can feel it. I know Donald Trump feels it. If you watch him, I've actually had a chance to travel with his team a little bit over the last couple of weeks and, see several of his speeches. And you can see it in his demeanor. He is enjoying this race right now.
Yeah.
Like he's having fun. He's making jokes. the momentum is on that side. And look, we're less than a week out, trending up and in the lead in most states. This is exactly where you want to be in a presidential race. And it really, you can sense that momentum, that excitement. And I think this is, look, this is not just, this is about the Republican Party. This is about Donald Trump. This is about, you know, freedom, all these things we're talking about. But this is also a referendum on the Democrat Party and the policies of the Democrat Party. They better know, and I think this is, the American people are about to send a clear message that the Democrat Party has failed the people of America. And these incredibly socialistic, government-heavy, freedom-robbing policies that have destroyed our economy and have really made Americans' lives harder in just about every area are not acceptable. And even with the press, even with the mainstream media and big tech and censorship and demonizing Donald Trump and Republicans for 10 years straight, they're going to lose this election. And I think that sends a clear message. And I think that message needs to be sent. And to be honest with you, I'm proud of the American people. I think they have seen through the media, they've seen through these lies, and they're voting what they know is right. And that's for the American dream.
That's a great encapsulation of the whole thing. And I saw something too, Babylon Bee. I got to give them credit. I don't know who writes their stuff, but they're geniuses. But Babylon Bee had one a while ago.
I would hire their guy. I know.
Get them on the show with me sometime. But Babylon Bee had one a little while ago. This came out a little while ago that said that Democrats are now fearful as polls show that Republicans are outpacing the margin of cheating. So basically, instead of the margin of error, it's the margin of cheating. And that's, but I.
Margin of cheating. Look, that's just about right. That really is. I love Elon Musk, his speech at Madison Square Garden, where he said, "We have to win by a bigger margin than you know what."
Yeah.
And the whole crowd burst out laughing because we all know what. And we all know that these people, whatever you want to call them, the deep state, the Democrat Party, the elite, they would do anything to stop Donald Trump at this point.
Yeah.
And you better bet that includes cheating at the ballot box.
Well, now listen, Georgia had its issues in the past. It seems like Georgia took some steps to get things sort of in line and appears to be running a pretty smooth sailing ship right now. But around the nation, we're hearing little things like Pennsylvania, Nevada. Are you seeing problem issues around the nation that we should sort of fix our eyes on?
You know, I do have some concerns, and I think Pennsylvania is near the top of the list. You know, there was that little snafu, and I would still like to know how this happened, where ABC had the election results at the bottom of the screen for Pennsylvania. I know that's probably just something that was left up from the last election or whatever, but it highlights a serious problem, and that's that in some of these states, we don't have confidence. We know nothing was done from 4 years ago because there were Democrat legislators or Democrat governors that stopped it. So I think there is reason to be concerned, and I think the important thing is election integrity, that we make sure we have people watching the watchers. Every single poll needs to have someone there, a poll watcher. And I know in Georgia, by region, right, within the Republican Party, we're sending over 200 volunteers from Alabama to poll watch in Georgia, in Fulton County, in these key areas. Because, and I've already told them, the party will pay for your hotel room. Do not plan on coming home that night. You need to stay there. It's not over at 7 o'clock. You need to stay there and make sure this is watched. As late, as long as they're counting, you stay there, and we'll make sure you're taken care of, because we can't take this for granted, and we need to make sure. Transparency is a good thing in government, and we want to make sure this election process is transparent and secure.
Well, and absolutely. I mean, the people of this nation have got to have a restored sense of confidence in the processes that elect their leadership, and that's, and I don't mean like later. I mean now. They've got to have that. That being said, John, you said something.
Right.
You said something about staying there overnight. It's not going to be over right away. In your own estimation, I mean, it may just be yours, or maybe you've heard something. How long do you think it's going to take for us to get actual results with certified election results to know who the president is?
Well, you know, there is a chance that Donald Trump wins by a big enough margin, because, like I was saying, if he he's in the lead, and if he continues his trend. Over the, you know, from the last two cycles, he could win by a big enough margin with enough states that even these states that have been slow counting the ballots, we don't even need them.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be pessimistic here. There is a chance that we know election night, but there's also a very real chance that especially states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia take a day or two for the results to get completely come in. And so that's what I was talking about. That's when we really kick into gear on the transparency side. We can't let boxes of ballots or tracks come in late. Like every ballot, we should know where it comes from. We should know the chain of command to get there. And that it is whether it is or is not a legitimate ballot. And I think a lot of those safeguards have been put in place. It's kind of one of those things, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah.
The Republican Party is not going to let this happen again, at least here in the Southern region.
Well, and I think the Southern region is less the issue, although I hate the fact that Georgia sort of became more purple and problematic. But nonetheless, I think that election integrity issues are getting resolved in the Southeast. I don't want to see Congress step in and just run elections. I don't. But I tell you what, though, I would love to get back to a paper ballot and a voting day and even give it a national holiday status so people can get off work and go vote.
I agree. Look, we have holidays for Juneteenth. We have holidays for all kinds of stuff. Election Day deserves to be a national holiday. Make sure people have the chance, the time to go vote and then not be stuck just after work in long lines. No, I agree with you. Make this a priority. Make elections a priority. We want to see higher turnout. We want to see people do, you know, fulfilling their civic duty. And it is a duty to vote. You know, I talk to so many people, and it's so important that people let their voice be heard. Because without that, without good people getting involved, you condemn yourself to be ruled by tyrants. And it is so important that every person who loves America and loves the American dream and freedom gets out and votes this election cycle.
Well, John Wall, thank you again for everything that you've done for the cause. I know you have the hardest working, longest hours, and least paid position in the world. It's all coming down to Tuesday. And by the way, we're doing that live stream here at Right Side Media on election night, and I sure hope we can get you on the air with us that night.
I am very hopeful that that's going to work out, and I am going to look forward to that, and it's always a pleasure to be on the show.
All right. Thanks, John. That's Chairman John Wall from the Alabama Republican Party, who is also, by the way, the chairman of the Southeastern Regional Republicans. Listen, you're hearing it from the horse's mouth. He sees it, but if you noticed, he's got 200 volunteers in Georgia, and he's headed over to Georgia himself right now. That's what it takes, y'all. That is what it takes. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back, catch up on some text messages, and jump into Dipper number 2. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.